What's up? My name is Josh and I'm your Push Coach. Thank you so much for joining me in season two, where I'm going to be joined by an all new co-host, and we'll even have video versions with tons of behind the scenes and bloopers. You can check that part of the show out over on YouTube or IGTV. A little about me: after making only two sales in my entire first year of business, I've gone on to create a multi-million dollar coaching business, helping people just like you to find confidence, clarity, and become leaders that change the world. I've personally helped five different people in two different companies to go top 10 and have trained over 40,000 in my online training groups. On this show, you'll get tools and resources that are going to help you to get over your excuses and start recruiting your dream team so that you can go get on your stage. Also, as a free gift, I would love to give you a copy of my best-selling book, F Leadership, totally free. Just go over to joshcoats.com and I'll even throw in $100 in free instant downloads so you can start leading your team to success today. Thanks for joining me. Let's dive in. All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Push Coach. My name is Josh. I'm your Push Coach. We're kicking things off with a brand new season. If you are watching us on video, I'm so excited. You're hanging with us probably on YouTube or Instagram TV or whatever. Obviously, the audio is still on iTunes and or Spotify. Just super excited about a whole new season. Kicking things off, if you're watching the video, you can already see I have something really special this season. And that is a co-host.
What?
My girl, Ashley Buchert.
Thank
which
you.
She had to tell me the right way to say her name because it's B-U-C-H-E-R-T.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do people, you said like sometimes people.
Boucher.
Boucher.
Yes.
Ashley Boucher.
It just makes me feel more sophisticated, so that's okay.
Okay.
I'll take it, whatever.
So Ashley Boucher / Buchert is on the show with me. She actually is one of the few friends I have that actually lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's right.
So she's going to be joining me for every episode unless she really sucks. And then, like, I'll be like, I don't know.
Gotta
I had to change of heart. Just kidding. She's going to be amazing. So Ashley, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Do you want to, like, tell the world a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I am a wife and a mom of two little boys. They are 4 and 7 currently, about to have birthdays. I have been a coach through Beachbody for about 10 years. I've been in the fitness field for 16. I know I look like I'm 10, but you know.
It's a long time.
Yes, a long time. I started really, really young at the University of Arkansas. Woo Pig Suey. Had to throw that in really quick. And I'm back in Tulsa. I grew up here, moved away for 9 years when I met my husband. Uh-huh. We just moved all over the country. And Tulsa brought us back home about 4 years ago. And
I love it.
That's when you and I got a little bit closer and got to know each other better. And here we are.
Yeah, so we met actually. So there was an event for a company called Beachbody.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there because she's involved with the company. Mm-hmm. I was there because I have several clients with the company. I was speaking on a team call for like a bunch of like superstar girls, whatever. And Sagi was listening in. So Sagi, who is one of the
celebrity
trainers for Beachbody, he's like created programs that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is a Beachbody coach.
Yes, Barbie.
Yes. And I saw that Barbie got on and I was like, I love you, Barbie. I love you so much. But also, like, I had done like 5 rounds of Body Beast. And I was like, oh my God, wouldn't that be crazy if Sagi were like listening in the background? So then I like use this analogy about how I skip leg day. And I see this comment in the, it says, Sagi wants to know why you skip leg day. And I was just like, oh shit, called out by the beast right here live. And so I kind of explained it and he was like, well, dude, I love your energy. I think it's amazing. Why don't you come to Nashville like in a couple weeks and lead a workout on stage with me? For 25,000 people.
Nice.
And I was like, yes.
Uh-huh.
Done.
I'll be there.
Let's do it. So anyways, that was the event.
Turn that down.
I flew in just for like the day because I had like a family vacation thing going on. So I flew in for the day, worked out on stage with him, ran out of there, and then me and you were in the airport sprinting.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah,
it's all coming back to me now, like the song. It's all coming. Sorry. Yes.
We were like just sprinting through the airport. Yes. Like we got
because
on one
we're
of
like
the
so much alike and we're late to everything. Yeah.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. And we both love people, so of course we were just like, hey friend, hey stranger, do you want to be my best friend?
Yes.
And I was like, where are you going? You were like, I'm going. I think you were flying into Tulsa, but then driving to Arkansas.
Probably.
Is that right?
I don't remember actually, but probably.
Either way, I was like, oh my god, you live like super close to me. Like I don't know anyone in the world that lives close to me. I was like, we should definitely like meet up sometime. Then I forgot your name.
Forgiven.
Because I'm the worst with names. I'm just like the worst with names. I completely forgot your name and tried to look you up on social media, but didn't know how without a name. So
and my last name's not easy, even if you know it.
Even if you know it. I mean, I don't know how to spell Boucher.
Yeah.
So fast forward, like, I don't know, maybe a year and a half, and you popped up on social media or something like that with Tulsa, Oklahoma tagged as the location.
Oh.
And I think I reached out and was like, oh my god, do you live in, like, what are you into, like, what's going on? You're like, oh, I live here now.
Yep.
I was like, no
back.
Way. So anyways, long story.
Long story short,
Ashley,
here we are.
Me and Ashley met in an airport because we both run late.
Yes.
And we both love to talk.
Yes.
And then she came and led a workout at my very first event that I held here in
That's
Tulsa,
true.
Oklahoma, and she crushed me.
Aww.
She crushed everybody.
Loving way.
Yes,
of course.
Yes. I mean, it was the most killer workout I've ever done. So, anyways, we're going to jump into the show.
Let's do it.
We're going to like kind of do things a little different. We're going to start off with a personal question about Josh before we jump into business. So, one of the things I'm really bad about is when I'm business, I'm business.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had several people come visit me like for retreats and stuff. And they're like, dude, you're one of the most fun people ever.
Yeah.
How come that never shows?
Oh.
I'm like, well, it's because I just have like, once I go into business, like I'm
in the
there.
Zone. Yep.
But when I go into fun, like whatever I do, basically, I do it all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go bowling, I'm going to drink too much. I'm going to roll around on the floor and like be an idiot. But like that's because we're bowling, right? But once we go into work, it's like, no, get
work
this
mode.
Work done.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off the show with a personal question. We had someone ask a personal question. What was it, Ashley?
Oh, what is your love language?
What is my love language? Mm-hmm. So I love words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And personal touch.
Okay, yeah.
Which is so awesome because those are Jenny's love languages too. We have like shared.
That just works out.
It's like almost not fair.
Yeah, because you don't have to work at it as hard.
I know.
You're like, well, that's what I like, so I know how to give it.
Yeah, so like literally we'll be like laying in bed at night and I'm just like, I just really feel bad for every other couple in the world out there because me and you have it so
so true though.
To be fair, we both have been through a divorce.
Right.
So it's not always been easy, right?
Yes.
But it's pretty easy with the two of us. We both love to cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
We go to bed every single night, and I like roll over to her side of the bed because I like a cold bed. She likes a warm bed.
Mm.
So I roll over to her side and cuddle with her to
get her
really good and warm. And then I get too hot and roll back over onto the cold side of the bed.
Okay.
And I'm just like, oh, it's nice and cold over here.
Yep.
So we like cuddle every single night. If we watch a movie, she's basically like laying in my lap. Like
Aww.
If we like drive around in a car, she's like cuddled up on me. And then we just tell each other all the time how amazing we are.
That's so good.
So
I take notes now.
That's my
I love it.
I don't know if there's anything to learn from that other than maybe Josh has it easier than you because Jenny's awesome.
Or just simply think about what your love language might be.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs to sit down and go, oh, I really like this.
Right.
And then also ask your spouse, what is yours?
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I will say the one thing that's challenging sometimes is like Jenny is really neat and clean.
Mm.
Like she would clean the house like every single day if she didn't like work so many hours.
Yeah.
I also work a lot of hours. She works a lot of hours. And sometimes I'm just like, okay, I hate cleaning. Literally hate cleaning. I'm one of those people. I want everything to look perfect, but I don't want to have to do it.
Or you can just shove it out of the way.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Throw it in the closet.
I like to look clean too.
Yeah.
In a drawer, in a closet. I get you.
So once or twice a week, I'll just like clean the whole kitchen, dining, like basically all the like living area and just make it spotless. And then of course, because my love language, I'll like go in and be like, hey babe, did you see the kitchen?
You need to be affirmed for that work that you put in.
I need her to be like, thank you so much. Even though I did that 10 times this week, thank you for doing that the one time. So that's probably the area that stretches me the most is I try really hard. And if we have company, like yesterday I spent like 3 hours cleaning for you. Because
I wouldn't have judged you.
Because I know how important it is to Ginny.
Yeah, that's
she doesn't
respect.
Want people to
that.
See like
that.
A dirty house mm-hmm. because then they think that she lives that way. So yes. I try really hard if there's ever company coming over to just like clean as much as I have to.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but other than that, my life's pretty easy.
So love your honesty.
We have a guest with us today because we are doing a behind the curtain episode, as we call it, over on our Push Coach, which means we're going to bring somebody on live. Which, by the way, this could be a whole nother podcast talking about how much work and energy it was to have our mics set up.
Yes.
Plus someone calling in live, going through a mixer. I had to like do an emergency call to my friend last mm-hmm. night, who is like sets up sound for a living. Mm-hmm. Be like, can you come over at 10:30 at night and fix this? Because it's wrong. It's not working. So yep. Anyways.
Technology.
If you watch mm-hmm. the YouTube video, you'll see some behind the scenes stuff of everything. It's, I mean, we've got a light here, a light there, a light there. We've got a camera here, a camera there, a camera there. Somewhere over there.
Over there.
Plus we've got, hopefully you couldn't see it, except that I keep messing with it. We've got this in-ear system. So we've got headphones going up the back of our shirt so that we can hear the person calling in. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's fun though.
It's really fun.
I feel like so motivated now to do this.
Right? Yeah. Like we're like
professional.
We're like on the news when that was cool.
Yes.
like 1994 on the news.
Yes.
So, anyways.
Okay.
I think we've probably done this. This is why I brought you on.
This is good.
So much fun. Like
I was a little nervous.
So we've got a live caller that's joining us, and I like Megan, first of all, thank you for being so patient. She has basically sat here and watched and listened as we have tried to get all of the video and audio to work. So thanks for being here, Megan. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. It's working. I can hear her in my ear. It's right there. Right there. Anyways. Okay. So we want to dive in with you, find out what's going on in your business that you need help with.
Okay. So I struggle in two areas that I think have held me back for a long time. Okay. And the first one is that I feel like I should be farther along than I am.
Yeah.
Compared to where I see other people and how long they've been around.
Must take notes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep going.
So I think I get in my head a lot with that and also in my heart, not just my head.
Yeah.
And I wonder what I'm doing wrong, even though I know I'm doing the things that they're doing.
Yeah. So one of the things I love to do when I'm coaching people is like take them outside of where they are, because obviously you're emotionally attached to your specific results, right? Because that's a part of it, whether we want to admit it or not, is a part of our identity. It's a part of like what we see as like our worth and all this stuff. So let me pull you outside of your world for a second. And I want to bring you over into my world where you're not emotionally attached, because at the end of the day, what I do or don't do doesn't affect your bills or your livelihood, right?
Right.
Now, I have a mentor. His name is Gerard Adams, and he's such a badass. He is, I believe, a year younger than me, like almost exactly a year younger than me, okay? He started as an entrepreneur when he was 17 years old, okay? I started when I was 30, okay? By the age of 30, he had sold his first business for $50 million. Right?
I'm here for sound effects,
as
too.
So I'm impressive. At the age of 30, just spent 10 years just trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing on this planet. Meanwhile, for whatever reason, maybe he was inspired by his parents. Maybe he was inspired by something else. Maybe he watched a video on YouTube that I didn't see. Maybe his headset fell off. We can edit that, right? Maybe we won't. We'll see. I think we should just do everything unedited. Get in that ear. There we go. But for whatever reason, like, he found something at a different age than I did. He probably has some different talents, some different gifts, some different things, right? Now, I just turned 37 and just had my first seven-figure year. And that was huge for me. Like, so big. I was so proud of it. I was so excited. I'm still so excited. I mean, it's only like January 12th as we're shooting this. So, like, I'm still excited about the fact that in 2020, I had my first seven-figure year, right? Now, what happens if I stop and compare that seven-figure year to Gerard Adams' $50 million day?
Right.
What happens?
You get nowhere, and you just stop the actions.
And it steals your joy.
Yes, you stop the actions, and it steals your joy, which kind of becomes this, like, repetitive cycle, mm-hmm. right? Because, like, without the joy, you can, like, force the actions, but, like, what is it really doing, especially in a personal brand like what we have, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. our personal joy is like the root of all of our success, mm-hmm. right? Without my joy, A, no one wants to try my products. B, no one wants to join my team. No, in other words, no one wants my life if I'm unfulfilled, ungrateful, unhappy, and grouchy. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, Megan?
Yes.
Now, could we say that Gerard is extremely successful and Josh is also extremely successful, just in different ways? Do you see in my world how easy that is to say, because no one called us up on the stage and recognized us for having different ranks? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is, if we were in an MLM, maybe it'd be a little bit easier for me to feel like you, because he would have got pulled across stage as the $50 million earner, and I'd have been the $1 million, and I'd have been like, well, I'm a $1 million earner, but I mean, he's a year younger than me, and he's a $50 million earner, so I guess it. But so here's what I need you to do is I need you to, so one of the things we're talking about in my groups this year is heart plus hustle plus harmony, okay? Now, I know you well enough, Megan, to know you get the hustle part of it, right? But you're saying I'm struggling with the heart part of it. So to go back to the heart, probably the greatest exercise you can do is to go back to, why did I originally start this? Mm. What was I actually trying to create for my family, and did I give a fuck about whether or not it was as good as Jessica or Emily or Melanie? I'm just making up words right now. That's right. Like,
yes.
Did that matter to you when you started?
Nope. No.
What mattered to you when you started?
Well, so I guess you bring it to a great point that what mattered was I could continue to be home with my son.
Yeah.
And I had a goal where I needed to be to do that.
Yeah.
And I've actually reached that goal.
Yes.
So now I'm not
yes.
sure maybe why I can't.
Yes.
I don't, there's a thing there that I have another goal, mm-hmm. but it seems like this goal took a very long time
yeah.
when it might not have had to.
Uh-huh.
So that goal seems extremely far off.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's go back to what you said, okay? You took half a second, like half a second, to celebrate the fact that you hit your original goal, and immediately were like, but then there's this other goal, and I haven't got there yet. I'm not. So, like, we got to be careful about this. We got to be very, very, very careful to celebrate who we are and what we've done. So I'm listening. I'm about to re-listen to this book called 15 Commitments of Conscious Leadership. Okay. And one of the things that it says that I love so much is that we have to, in life, be very careful not to think we need something else. And one of the things he brought up, because I immediately like went there, he read me. He read my books. He was like, now I know those extra motivated, hardworking hustlers out there are like, well, then how am I going to stay motivated? And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. If I don't have my next goal lined up, like, I'm not going to be motivated. And he said, this is how we like to see it, okay? Take a song that already has, like, a really great verse, okay? That song, as it is already a beautiful song. It doesn't need another verse. We are just blessed enough to get to write another verse. So, like, this changed my mentality completely from must move on to the next thing so I don't slow down. So, like, that's kind of what we've been taught in, like, the mm-hmm. whole hustle, which is why I'm adding heart and harmony to all of the trackers and all of my groups this year, because the hustle says if I don't immediately have something else ready to go, I'm going to lose what I have, okay? But the heart and the harmony are like, yo, what we have and who we are is already good enough. But if we already have so much, why would we not want to give more mm-hmm. and write another chapter and find out what we're truly capable of? Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so what I want to challenge you to do is, first of all, take time every single day to celebrate. Like I had to do this in 2020. I went through some like super emotional stuff, being an extrovert that was just like cooped up in this office. I had to sit down, make myself look around and be like, holy shit.
It's pretty cool.
This is what I worked for. Mm-hmm. Like, I worked my ass off for this house. And yes. Every single time Ashley came over today for the first time, I like showed her around and I just feel so proud. Mm-hmm. Every single time I show people, I'm like, yep, we got
you earned it.
All these bedrooms with the kids. Yep. Jenny has her own office. I have my own office. Now, I'll be honest, I'm human. And sometimes I drive down the street about half a mile that way, and there's a gated community where the houses are bigger than this one and fancier than this one. And I used to let it bother me. I would like go even look at them on Zillow and be like, yeah, but they got vaulted ceilings in every room. I should have a house like that. I mean, yeah. My God, I just have a seven-figure year. I should have a house. But the reality is we got this house because we're smart enough of humans to know that the world can, like, crazy things can happen. We wanted a house that fit all of our needs, mm-hmm. but wasn't something that would cost us our life to live in. Like, we want to go enjoy our life. We want to be able to travel. We Uber Eats probably way too much. But, like, we want to have freedom, not just something that says, look, I have the coolest house. You get, so, like, we have everything we need here, mm-hmm. but I still, every single day, probably have to check myself and be like, Josh, like, this is what you worked for, not so you could show people on Instagram your house is bigger than theirs. Like, that's not what's important. Being in this home with your kids, making memories, living life together, that's what's important.
That's so true. When I walked into your house, I said to myself, we almost chose BA. I said it out loud. We almost chose Broken Arrow because we knew we could get a lot more house for our buck. And I started falling into that. Like, I could have gotten an upstairs if I would have built in Broken Arrow. Right. He has an upstairs, you know, and he has four children. I have two. And then I immediately had to revert in my head just the same. Like, you know what? You and Brad sat down and you figured out what was important. And for us at that point in our life, it was this much square footage. So we wanted a certain number of rooms. Yep. But we knew that we also like to travel. And we also like to do other things like that. So I chose, let's just upgrade, like, in our house. Let's choose vaulted ceilings. Let's choose little tiny things that make me be like, that's special.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. And I'm good with that.
Totally.
So I love that.
And that's just, like, the thing with life is there's always something better, right?
Yes.
Unless we decide that what we have is enough.
Yes.
And that some better, maybe there are other things out there, but those things are just extra blessings. Mm-hmm. So, like, being home with your kid is probably, like, the greatest thing in the world. Like, that's the thing you wanted more than mm-hmm. anything else. Anything else you get along the way, I still want you to write down. I still want you to plan out. I still want you to put on a vision. Like, I still want you to do all of the stuff that I have taught and that others have taught about setting goals. But I don't want you to do it out of a space of scarcity. I want you to do it out of a space of abundance. I want you to wake up every single day and say, I have created the best life I could possibly want. And because of that, I'm grateful for what I have. And I want to go find out the next thing that I can do for my family. Mm-hmm. See that and in there instead of or?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I like the and, yes.
I love the and. The and is so cool, right? Like, why or? Who wants or? Mm-hmm. Does anybody want or? Would you like vanilla or chocolate? No, I would like both. And if you can make it dairy-free for me so that I can actually eat it, then that would make me so happy, and I will, like, quadruple the tip for you.
Yes.
I need that dairy-free ice cream.
He threw that in for me, yes.
I can't have dairy either.
Oh, like, yes, can't, we talked about that.
Like,
yes.
Can't have dairy or gluten, or my skin just, mm-hmm. it goes bananas on me. Mm-hmm. So I do like that vegan ice cream. So, okay, Megan, we have to close it off with an affirmation.
Okay.
Okay, so I think I kind of already said it, but, like, let's just get intentional about making sure we make note of this. So the affirmation could be something like, always starts with because, because I am so proud of the work I have already put in. I am taking time today to both celebrate what I have achieved and reach for my next level of potential. But then I want to add something at the end. I want to add like a little footer note that says, my worth and my success are not defined by what other people do or don't achieve. It's defined by me waking up every day and living for my full potential. Like, that's it. There isn't a success in comparison to anyone else. Correct. Like, Ashley's success is Ashley's success.
It's my perspective.
She is the most incredible live fitness trainer I've ever seen in my entire life. But I can be, I should say not but, and I can be the greatest push coach in the world.
Yes.
What is a push coach? I don't know. That's why I made it. Like that's one of the reasons I made up my own title, because I was just like, this is what I do and it's different than what anyone else does. Mm-hmm. Right? So Z, I call her Z because her last name is Ziegler. maybe you need to come up with a new title for yourself. Because you're the only one in the world. Like, I mean, it's easy for me to be like, I'm the best push coach in the world. Because, like, who the hell are you even going to compare me to? No one else.
It's your definition, so no, it's yours.
No one else came up with that. Only me, right? So, like, maybe you need to take some time and meditate and just, like, really think about, like, what's my title? Mm-hmm. Like, who is it that I really am? And then I can just wake up every single morning and be that person. Not just the best version, but the only version. There isn't even anyone to even look at.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I just need to keep my eyes on that.
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks for joining us, Z. I appreciate it so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Have a wonderful day. I will chat with you soon, okay?
Okay. Bye.
So to cap it off for everyone, just want to remind you, like, we're just like all on different journeys, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're a fitness coach. You like see this every single day probably with people on health because Ashley over here teaches like 20 hours of classes a day. Like,
shh, let's not say that. No.
You are not going to burn as many calories in a day as Ashley. Like that's just like what
my
it is.
My reality is different than that person's.
Right, yes, right. And but that doesn't mean that other people can't also lose weight
and achieve what they want.
And get what they want.
Yes.
But the reality of it is, for what Ashley does, she has a very specific physique and shape that she's in because it's what she does for a living. So it would be crazy for you to think that going to a class every single day after work that you're going to look exactly like Ashley.
Because
you're not going to look like, even if you did, like, you have other people that teach classes with you. They don't look exactly like you.
Exactly.
Come in different shapes, different sizes. Yes. Like, everybody's just on their own journey, and the sooner we can just like embrace that and celebrate that, the sooner we can all just put smiles on our face and just be happy to do what we do.
So true.
You so much for joining us for season 2. It's brand new season with co-host Ashley, who's just killing it. How many of you love Ashley? It's already everyone's like, Josh, we don't need you anymore. Thanks for bringing Ashley on. By the way, where can they find you, Ashley?
You can find me at Ashley Buchert, B-U-C-H-E-R-T, on Instagram and Facebook. I make it so
Instagram
easy.
Instagram and Facebook. And by the way, Ashley for her is A-S-H-L-E-E.
Two E's.
A-S-H-L-E-E.
No Y.
B-U-C-H-E-R-T. There's the whole thing for her. So make sure and go check her out on Instagram. She's on stories like all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's my golden nugget.
Teaching cycling classes. What is that called? It's not cycling.
It's word called for cycle it. Bar.
Thank
we'll
you.
Call it cycling, not spinning. Cycling's correct.
Okay.
You're right.
Oh, I was correct. Okay. So she's doing that jazz. She also does yoga. Mm-hmm. She also is paleo.
I'm paleo.
So she shares all the paleo recipes in the
lots
world.
Of nutrition
and she's
advice.
Also just like super crazy high energy. She has like bright blue hair. Sometimes it's purple.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's pink. And apparently we hopped on the Zoom and the first thing our guest was like, oh my gosh, I love your leggings. And I was like, Ashley, this is not fair. I went shopping this weekend. I spent like $800 on some new clothes just for the podcast. We hop on. Nobody says anything about my beautiful pinstriped wool jacket.
They're thinking it. They just don't wear it because they're mostly women. But we can change that. We can get some guys on here, too.
But you could also, even if you don't wear it, be like,
That looks so good.
Hey, Josh.
Where'd you get it?
Nice jacket. Yeah. Good job. Yeah. You don't even have to
My
ask.
My husband
me.
You
don't
to
even
wear
have
that.
To ask me where I got it if you don't want to. But like, if anyone wants to just like drop into my DMs today and be like, "Oh my God, Josh, I love your jacket."
That's so true.
Like, I'll probably just like share it 100 times yeah. and like give you a free training.
Compliments are the best gifts you can give somebody.
I know. Like, I mean, I took a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Actually, this morning I did it this morning. Because I had to like rush the kids out of here and then get, but
that's
I took a lot of time
right?
picking out
exactly.
these things.
Yes.
So if you were just like, "Hey Josh, nice jacket," like super low key, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
just real low key, I'd probably like give you $1 million.
Yeah. You would love them forever. Exactly. We know words of affirmation are this guy's
words
name
of affirmation.
So everybody praise him.
Please just tell me. I'm an Enneagram 3. Somebody just tell me I worked really hard.
We need to talk about that on another episode, Enneagrams, because...
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Enneagrams on another episode. I don't know, because I'm a 3, I only know my own number.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I know
other numbers. I know other numbers.
I figured you did.
Okay, guys. I love you so much. Thanks for joining us, whether it's on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram TV, or somewhere else that you happen to be watching or listening. Do me a huge favor. Make sure you share this with your team. I know there's a ton of people out there struggling with the exact thing we talked about today. So if you would share this, would appreciate it so much over on iTunes. You can leave a review and we will share you over on our Instagram stories if you do that. Have an amazing day. I love you. I believe in you. I'll see you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Let me encourage you to remember that leadership is all about duplication. So make sure you share this episode with your team and friends. Also, make sure you tag me over on your stories wherever you're listening to the show, and I'll share some of my very favorites to my stories. And I'm going to give away a $50 Amazon card every single week to my very favorite one. Thanks again for listening. Remember, you are worthy of everything you want. You are capable of everything you want. You have infinite creativity and wisdom and life and love living on the inside of you. So go be a light today. Shine, get what you want, and help others to do the same.